This is the Seven Figure Agency Podcast. Discover the strategies and techniques to grow a highly successful and profitable digital marketing agency with your host, Josh Nelson.
Service delivery is the most important part of any successful agency. If you can't deliver results for your clients and deliver your service in a systematized, repeatable way, you'll never scale to seven figures. Now, over the past few years, I've grown my digital marketing agency to $7 million per year. And in this video, I'm going to break down my exact service delivery process that helped us generate top-notch results for clients, maintain a 97% plus retention rate, and scale to multiple seven figures. And the best part is, if you run an agency, you'll be able to copy this system and plug into your business, regardless of what the niche you're in or what services you provide. All right, at the forefront of our client delivery strategy is our program packaging that we deliver to our clients. The reason we've grown to the level we have, the reason we generate consistent results, is because we take a multi-channel approach. And what I mean by multi-channel is we're not just doing SEO or Facebook ads or funnel design. We're really coming into our clients as a growth partner, and we're coming into the industry that we serve. We happen to work with plumbing and HVAC and electrical contractors, but we come to that industry thinking, what strategies will we need to put in place to help them get consistent, measurable growth in their business? For us, the answer to that was, we need to put a multi-channel strategy in place, which includes setting up a website that's built to convert, optimizing the on-page and off-page, as well as leveraging paid search. In our case, that's Google ads, local service ads, in some cases, Facebook ads, and then putting marketing automation in place. And I know that feels like a lot, but there was a time plumbing and HVAC SEO was an SEO-only agency. And that was our whole thing. We would come into these plumbing companies, we would build the website, we would do the SEO, we would get them ranked. You know, we were focused just on rankings, not necessarily outcomes. And in some cases, the client would rank, they'd get lots of leads and sales, and they'd be singing our praises. But then in other cases, it just same strategy, same approach, didn't generate the consistency. And when we started to combine SEO with conversion optimization, with paid search, all of a sudden the clients would consistently get leads and sales in the first couple of months, have continued growth with the long tail from the organic strategies, convert better from all of the things we were doing from leads that were coming in regardless through the marketing automation strategies we put in place. It took us from having a single point of failure to having lots of different opportunities to generate results. And there's some cases where the SEO is the main play, and that's where most of the results come from. But in other cases, it's the Facebook ads, or it's the Google ads, or it's the local service ads. And so having a combination lets us blend the results, blend the average cost per lead, against our actual management fees, and show them a great, great result, which has a huge impact in the outcomes. Some of the benefits of multi-channel is more consistent results across all the clients that we serve, generate quicker wins right out of the gates, higher average return on investment. Clients become more sticky because they don't think of you just as the SEO provider or just as the Facebook ads provider, but you're their growth partner that's looking at all of the strategies they can put in place to grow. Before I go any further into our service programs, I want to quickly mention that if you're an agency owner looking to grow to seven figures, we're currently offering free agency acceleration sessions where we can hop on a call, analyze your current situation, and craft a game plan that you can use to scale to the next level. You can book a spot using the first link in the description. Back to the video. And before I say that, we are looking to grow our subscribers. We've got a goal to get over 15,000 subscribers. So if you haven't subscribe to this channel, please subscribe. It helps get the word out. It also helps justify creating this level of content for you guys on a consistent basis. We've talked about service delivery. The next thing is around world-class onboarding. What happens in the first week often determines whether they're with you 6 months down the track. What happens in the first 30 days determines whether they're going to be with you for years and years. Couple things. Personal thank you note within the first 24 hours. That's either a personal email or text message. If you can get a physical card in the mail, that goes a long ways. Have a welcome sequence with automated communication. This was something we learned in the first couple of years at Plumbing and HVAC SEO. We would get the clients, we would get to work, we'd start creating content and claiming directories and doing all the things we know we need to do. But before we know it, we'd be 4 weeks, 6 weeks into the relationship, and they felt like we'd gone radio silent, and they start to question what we're up to, start to question what we're really doing. And by having an automatic sequence where as things get done, we're communicating with them, hey, we just set this up, hey, we just got this done, they feel over communicated with rather than under communicated with, and that makes a big difference. Have a simplified onboarding process where when the client signs up, Almost immediately, we connect with sales to say, hey, your onboarding call is now scheduled for Tuesday at 3 o'clock. That closes the cognitive gap between they just signed up and what am I going to get? Are they going to actually do something? Is this going to be the right thing for me? We want to get that going as quickly as possible. And then get a onboarding form that makes it easy for them to get you the key details that you need without putting too much burden on them. And we also just decided we would get on a live call with the client to extract some of the data. So if they didn't have access to their Google account, we were on with them and we were trying to work with Google support to try and figure that out or their previous provider. The other thing we do in onboarding that has really made a big difference is dropping a thank you physical gift into the mail. As agencies, you know, we tend to send a lot of emails, we do a lot of meetings on Zoom, but there's not much that happens in the physical world. And so if you can send a welcome box, a really, really pleasant experience, like they just signed up with you, they just got these great communications, they got this great onboarding process, and in the mail at the office arrives a welcome basket. Really just sets a world-class precedence and gets them excited about the relationship. In addition to that, I would really encourage that you engineer quick wins. The companies that get wins for their clients quickest are the ones that win. Really think about, yes, maybe you're doing a website, maybe you're creating content, maybe you're setting up marketing automation, things that are going to take a little bit of time before they start to bear fruit. What can you do in the first week so that they start to get some results? And some things you can do would be to launch a paid search campaign immediately, like in the first couple of days, to a landing page so they can start to get some clicks, they can start to get some calls. Run a database reactivation campaign to their past customers and to their unconverted opportunities. Activate missed call text back. So then those missed calls get a quick text message and get added to your marketing system. These are the types of things we've integrated in the first couple of weeks so that while everything else we're doing is getting built out, they're also getting some tangible, measurable wins in the first couple of weeks. That buys us a lot of grace, right? We talked about the program package being website, SEO, pay-per-click, marketing automation. There's a lot of moving parts. You want to make sure you've got a project plan that maps out, like, what are the key steps that have to be done? We've tried a lot of different project management systems over the years. What we use now is ClickUp for project management. We really like ClickUp because, yes, it's got these template-based projects that we can create, but it's also got time-delayed project templatization. So, like, we can say we expect these portions of our onboarding process to be done in the first week. These are the 17 tasks. And these are the different individuals it's assigned to. Instead of having to create the project, reproduce the timelines every single time, we can have it mapped out in advance. And then based on the date when the project starts, it recalculates all of that, resets the assignments, makes it much easier for a project manager overseeing it to make sure everything's on track. Our all-in-one client management platform, we tend to use Go High Level, big fans of that platform to market for ourselves, but also for the actual delivery of marketing automation for our clients in terms of how we set up lead follow-up and how we set up smart forms and how we put chat on the side. Internal team communication, because we've got a team that's distributed, they all work from home. We love to use Slack as our essential platform for day-to-day quick questions, quick answers. We've got Slack channels for positivity, Slack channels for existing clients that like what's going on in their world. And then we of course meet on Zoom for daily huddles and for weekly team meetings. That way we can all be communicating, we all be on the same page, and we use the Entrepreneur's Operating System as the central communication platform that we use. In terms of reporting to our clients, we want to make sure that we're reporting what matters most to them. We boiled it down to how much did you spend with us? How many leads did you generate? Based on your KPIs, what's the projected return on investment? We do that today through a platform called NinjaCat. You can use agency analytics for something similar. Drilling down the reporting, yes, you might have to get into ranking reports. Yes, you might have to get into more technical data, but starting at the high level and helping them really see what their ROI is, what their average cost per lead is, helps them see what's most important, not get lost in minutia. Team structure, right? I told you we've got, you know, about 35 full-time employees, about 60 if you include contractors and VAs and things like that. Our team is structured where we've got an accountability chart, visionary, integrator, those are entrepreneur operating system terms. And then we've got operations, which is underneath operations, has all of the deliverables for the client, which would be website development, content creation, automation, SEO, paid search, marketing automation. There's a team leader for each of those. And then, of course, in web dev, we've got a handful of web designers. In content, we've got a bunch of writers. In SEO, we've got on page, we've got off page, and a team of link build strategists, right? And so we've got that team structure where there's a leader in each of the key functions within the business. Functionally, you've got sales and marketing, you've got operations, you've got account management, and usually under account management, we've got launch coordinator that launches new clients, and then a bunch of account managers, typically handling between 25 and 35 accounts. I've got a great overview of our accountability chart or org chart that I can share. Just comment in the chat here, org chart, and I'll be glad to send that your way. But the way you structure your team is important, understanding what the key roles are, and then of course the meeting rhythm is I meet with the leadership team in each of those departments once per week. Every Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. is when I meet with my leadership team. Now, each of those leaders meet with their team every single week for a level 10 meeting. EOS term, it's a 90-minute meeting with a very structured process. Having that meeting rhythm with the right team structure, with the right data that's being tracked, can keep the operation on the rails. When it comes to client communication, and the ongoing communication or retention with your clients, a lot of agencies make the mistake of focusing only on results. A lot of people think it's just about the results. The reality is the number one reason that clients leave is perceived indifference. And so you want to make sure that the account management team, the account management director, the people interfacing with clients, and everybody within the organization shows that they care about the client. And you can do that just by treating them as real human beings, having an open ear to what's going on in their world, maybe a life change, maybe an anniversary, maybe grandchild or something like that. Sending gifts, recognizing they've been with you for a year or 2 years or 3 years, being intentional about the experience that you create can go a long ways for retention. On reporting, we really want to boil down the reporting to how much do they spend, how many leads did we generate, what's the ROI, put that into a dashboard-based format so that when you get with the client, you're not getting too much into the minutia unless they really want it, but you're really just being able to show them, here's what we did, here's like the accomplishments, and here's the outcomes and the results, and then of course, see the vision. Hey, here's what we're worked on over the next 90 days. When they look at you as a strategic partner, it's very hard for them to even contemplate going to another agency. Ongoing monthly client communication is mission critical. We made this mistake in our agency early on, thinking no news is good news, right? Hey, listen, we're going to do our thing. We're going to generate results. We're going to make it rain. If they're not reaching out, if they're not asking for a meeting, if they're not asking questions, we're safe. That's not good, because by the time they get to the third month, the fourth month, the fifth month without engaging with you, chances are you're going to start losing clients. And so I would suggest having a monthly review call with the client, tracking those monthly touches with the clients, and making sure you've reached out for an appointment. You're sharing wins throughout the month. And if they don't meet with you, you've got a Loom video strategy where you send a recap. Hey, I know you're busy. Sorry we couldn't connect this month. Here's the key data. Here's what we've accomplished. Here's what we're working on. Here's what we need from you. That way the client can never feel like, oh, well, you know what? They're not paying attention. They don't really care. Like, you've got to show that you care. From a high-level success management perspective, the way we've structured our account management process, now having almost 210 clients and, you know, 7 or 8 full-time account managers, is a client traffic light system, which is just a tracking board that sorts our clients by 3 things. Green, happy, getting great results, all the KPIs look good. Yellow, need some type of attention. Maybe the results are off. Maybe they're not engaging with us. Maybe they said something that made us feel like, hey, maybe things aren't quite right. And red is those clients that are at risk, right? There's a major problem with the results. Or they've just said something that says, hey, look, we're probably thinking about moving a different direction. We're really unhappy with how things are going. That gives you an easy way to, at a bird's eye view on a Kanban board, see what the client sentiment is. Every week when you meet with your account management team, you're finding out, like, let's reprioritize the clients. Let's make sure that we're focused on the reds and the yellows, and we're figuring out what we can do to move them back to green. And sometimes that's communication. Sometimes that's looping in somebody. Bottom line, though, is we need to be proactive and really getting in front of client situations versus reactive, waiting for them to reach out and say, hey, there's a problem. Hey, I'm unhappy about this. When you're proactive, when you show that you care, when you're seeing the vision, you're going to have less client churn. You're going to have less issues. KPIs you want to shoot for as you grow and as you scale your agency. efficiency from a account retention, account management perspective is you want to be shooting for 97% or higher monthly retention. 3% churn is kind of the golden standard. If you've got more than 5% churn, so you start to drop to 95%, starts to become a red flag. It's not bad. You know, more than 5% any given month is an issue. If you're churning more than 10% any given month, it's probably time to go revisit what's going on with their business, what's going on here, and re-engineer and really focus on that as an issue. To keep that on track, we're going to be checking in with the client, and we want to put a monthly touches tracking process in place where every client we're tracking, did we check in with them? Did we share a win? And did we meet with the client and or send a Loom video at the end of every month? That's what your main responsibility of your account management team is. When you've got these elements in place, and you've got this dialed in, oh man, you're going to have a great business in place. You dial in your service delivery in terms of how you're tracking project management, your communication process in terms of the monthly reporting and the monthly communication process, and then your client success management team and how that team is going to interact and how you're going to keep a pulse on their results over time. That's how we were able to grow our agency to $7 million per year while personally freeing me up to spend more time on bigger picture things. So that's my $7 million per year service delivery process. I'm sure that if you implement at least some parts of this, you'll see some great results. Now, obviously, service delivery is just one part of scaling an agency to $1 million per year. And there's a lot of other components like lead generation, sales, hiring, and everything in between. And that's exactly what we help our clients with in our program, the Seven Figure Agency. We've already helped over 152 marketing agencies hit seven figures per year by providing them everything they need to scale. You can go read all of the case studies on our website, sevenfigureagency.com. So if you're serious about hitting $1 million per year with your agency, then click the first link in the description to book a free agency acceleration session where we'll analyze your current business and map out a clear plan to scale your agency to seven figures and beyond. So click the first link below, book your call, and we'll talk soon.